Kelly, it's good to see that this situation has worked out.
Isn't it terrific, Tony? Thank you for saying that. You know, we really appreciate so much the members of the Michigan Nurses Association who really insisted on knowing what the contract included. And I think once they realized that there was a pretty generous offer on the table, they wanted an opportunity to review it and consider it. And that helped, I think, move things along. And Tony, you and your colleagues in the media were very helpful in getting the word out, so we appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with the Big B Coffee big guest of the day, brought to you by Lansing Area Big B Coffees. Kelly Rossman McKinney has been our liaison for Sparrow Hospital. What happened? Because the last time I talked to you yesterday, Kelly, things weren't good, and within the early afternoon, you folks called off a press conference telling me via the phone that, Tony, something's good going to happen.
Well, you know, it was a pretty fluid situation yesterday. As you know, when you and I talked yesterday morning, it was pretty contentious that there was Sparrow had basically said, hey, you know that last best and final offer on Monday morning? We weren't kidding. We announced that colleagues, our colleagues in the Michigan Nurses Association, would be locked out. They had called for a strike, and we said, okay, well, we're going to lock you out. And ultimately, you know what? I think everyone decided it was time to come back to the table, and ultimately CEO and President Dennis Swan from Sparrow met with John Caribbean, who's the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. The two of them met yesterday afternoon, brought the negotiating teams back together, and by about 8 o'clock last night, Bob Colt and I were preparing a joint news release.
You know, it's interesting. We have two entities here, the best nurses in America, one of the best hospitals in America. We've got these wily old veterans who are the spokespersons, and it's...
Call me wily and old.
Wily and old and experienced, very young in attitude and energy. You like how I recovered from that, Kelly?
Barely.
You know what's interesting, though, is you get the leaders of these entities to sit down as opposed to the people who were negotiating, and things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And, you know, I can't tell you exactly how things happen, but as I think I heard Bob Colt say, sometimes it's not so much the process but the outcome. So we're very, very, very grateful to all the members of the Michigan Nurses Association. We know this has been a difficult time for them. We know that the conversation about their livelihoods has been elevated in the last couple of weeks, and they've been, you know, they've been under the microscope, and we appreciate, you know, again, the opportunity that they're going to have now to look at the offer. And the Michigan Nurses Association's negotiating team voted unanimously to recommend that their members ratify the contract.
Well, Kelly, we appreciate the opportunity to have access to this information during the process. We're hoping to have Mr. Swan on the program, and we're going to try and set that up with you. But for all you've done in helping us do this, please, thank you so much.
Oh, you bet, Tony. Anytime, and thanks to you and your listeners. We really appreciate everything you do. You help get the word out, and that matters.